11 o'clock, time for Lake Junction, and it's a very good evening tonight to Max Reinhardt. Hello.
Hello, Ian. Thanks very much. Have you been watching the football?
Have we won?
No.
Oh. No, same, I haven't.
Same old. Now, Malian Kora master Tumani Dibati is a consummate collaborator. On his first track, he's got together with two Brazilian luminaries, poet-singer Arnaldo Antunes and rock guitarist Edgard Scandura. You'll be able to hear them live on the 1st of July when the Barbican are bringing the Back to Black festival over for the weekend. Yes, believe it or not, they're willingly leaving the beaches of Rio for the banks of the River Thames. But here they are right now, with a version of Tumani's classic track, Kyra.
Eu sigo só na minha onda, cê não vai me acompanhar. Eu sigo só, não quero sombra, nem ninguém pra me assombrar. Eu tô no dente da serpente, eu tô na jaula do leão, dançando na chapa quente do fogão. Vou sozinho em meu caminho, cê não vai me acompanhar. Só comigo cê não pode acompanhar. Ah, 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 ah. Dessa estrada pra ninguém me acompanhar. Hora certa, madrugada, longe do seu doce lar. Tô na beira do acidente, tô na boca do vulcão, distante de toda gente que tem razão. Eu tô no dente da serpente, eu tô na jaula do leão, dançando na chapa quente do fogão. Sou mais um sobrevivente namorando a solidão.
Welcome to Lake Junction on BBC Radio 3. I'm Max Reinhardt. You can email us, lake.junction@bbc.co.uk, text us on 83111, or send me a tweet at imaxreinhardt. I just played the very fragile I Carol by Fauvea Hex. You can file that under Mystical Melancholy, or as someone wrote in Wire, if Emily Dickinson had ever been allowed to make a record, this is probably what it would have sounded like. As it goes, no one was allowed to make records in Emily's day, mostly, I suppose, because the process had yet to be invented. Here's something a little more robust. It's from Nord, the very welcome new CD from the Warsaw Village Band. Moja Dolo, or My Fate.
So it's nearly interval time. But before you go and all get kind of Charlie Sheen in the bar, I thought I would just play a very short piece to kind of send you off to get hammered. There's a composer called Moritz Moskowski. Slightly bizarre name, and he was an inveterate gambler, but I guess he was most famous as a pianist and as a composer. And the most famous thing he did was he wrote two books of studies, and they're a bit like a Formula One car manual, so kind of instructions on how to drive it. And the idea being, if you can digest it, read it, assimilate it, you will then become the next Lewis Hamilton or Jenson Button, or much though it pains me to say, Sebastian Vettel. Precocious bastard. What I love about this piece is that it's only 90 seconds long, and there are probably 30 notes a second in it, but it probably took about 25 to 30 hours just to get it in my fingers. And anything worth that much work has got to be fun, right? So this is his etude in F major by Moritz Moskowski. He had the most amazing moustache, too, by the way.
Wrong moustache, I'm sorry. I'm just checking that you're paying attention.
Stand-up piano there. James Rhodes performing Moskowski's Etude in F Major, number 6 of his 15 Etudes to Virtuosité. Enjoying the flash and delivering a mean introduction. That's what James does. Moskowski did jokes too, and since he was Jewish, some of them were Jewish jokes. Apparently he was once asked to add his autograph to an autograph book in which the great German conductor, virtuoso pianist and composer Hans von Bulow had written the following words: "The three greatest composers are Bach, Beethoven and Brahms. All the others are cretins." Moskowski cheekily added underneath, The three greatest composers are Mendelssohn, Meyerbeer and Moskowski. All the others are Christians." Ah, well, it's the way you tell them, I guess. Talking of which, a little later tonight, I'll play one of those John Coltrane epics that changed the face of jazz. But right now, here's a track from Strange Bloom, Alice Talon and Kono Mishi's album, which has just been re-released on a new label. This is Fighters, in which the 90s are revisited 20 years later.
While you were close beside me, I saw that silver screen. Your hands are soft, but I have to try to catch that glimmering sting. We had it all together. I can't tell if you're there. Thank you.
Jonathan Harvey's Ricercare una Melodia, or To Seek a Melody. That was a version for cello and tape delay, performed by Frances Marie Witty on cello and Jonathan Harvey himself on tape delay, stretching pitch and slowness towards the outer limits. Before that, Georges Ligeti's Pièce Électronique No. 3, a piece he began in 1958 in the studios of West German Radio, but could not finish for nearly 40 years until technology had caught up with his sonic vision. Not even the Second World War or even the Hungarian Uprising had stopped him in his creative tracks for that long. Here's a piece created and recorded from start to finish on one day, June the 28th, 1965, at the Van Gelder Studios, Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, John Coltrane's Ascension, one of the major, maybe the major, free jazz work of the 20th century. The constraints of time meaning that you're only going to hear side one of the original vinyl record, but that is an epic 19 minutes in which you'll hear solos by Coltrane on tenor sax, Dewey Johnson on trumpet, Pharoah Sanders on tenor sax, Freddie Hubbard on trumpet. Coltrane apparently gave no directions for the solos, except that they end with a crescendo, while the mode changes on the ensemble passages were signalled by Coltrane or Freddie Hubbard or pianist McCoy Tyner. We'll be right back. side one of John Coltrane's Ascension, a work which surely changed the notion of what a big band could sound like. His ensemble featured horn players Dewey Johnson, Pharoah Sanders, Freddie Hubbard, Archie Shepp, John Chikai and Marion Brown. Bassist Jimmy Garrison and Art Davis, McCoy Tyner on piano and Elvin Jones on drums. Musicologist Mike Heffley sees it as an example of panarchy, reflecting Marx's vision of the socialist utopia following the transitional dictatorship of the proletariat. On the other hand, Philip Larkin wrote that it set up pretension as a way of life with that willful and hideous distortion of tone. When Coltrane was asked on its release, "What would you like to be in 10 years? He replied, "I would like to be a saint." And that's what he's become. I'm Max Reinhardt. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. You can email us at late.junction@bbc.co.uk, text us on 83111, or send me a tweet at imaxreinhardt. Here's a somewhat briefer vision of paradise, Waikiki Hula by the Sons of Hawaii.
Waikiki and Wanua, o iau I ke wolo umihana. Ai a ka ihi kau aloha, I ka hale hula nui o ka meha meha. Manao, mahope o iau o ku aloha. Nā loa kai mina a kua pala, aloa e I te kula o ka iwi ula. O lelo kau oha, nā ku aloha, I ka hola e iwa I ki a kuau. Ka kali aua, hala ka manawa, pau ka mana o launa o ka hiki mai. Ke humi hoi nei o lele sia, ke I o ka pulai. Haina ia mai ana ka puana, o iau I ke walo kumihanau. Haina ia mai ana ka puana, o iau I ke walo kumihanau.
Boston, a town you all know well, brought up by honest parents, the truth to you I'll tell. Brought up by honest parents, and reared most tenderly, till I became a roving boy at the age of 23. I started out for smuggling. I knew it was a crime. All the time was well and gay, nearly caught for many's the time. Till at last a bold exciseman took courage and ran me in. For 7 long years a convict, I was sent to Charlestown. My photograph was taken, and I was sent to jail. My parents tried, but all in vain. to get me out on bail. The jury found me guilty. The clerks, they wrote it down. For 7 long years a convict, I was sent to Charlestown. Oh, what did my poor father think when he saw me in the bar? And what did my poor mother think? She was tearing down her log. She was tearing down her bonny grey log. The tears came trickling down. Hey, son, dear son, what's this you've done? You'll be sent to Charlestown. They put me on an eastern train on a cold November's day. And every station that I passed, I could hear the people say, here comes the Boston smuggler, with chains he's well tied down. And for some crime or other, he's been sent to Charlestown. But I've a girl in Boston, a girl that I know well. When my time is ended, along with her I'll dwell. I'll give up all bad company, and likewise drink and rum, for that has been the cause of me being sent to Charlestown.
If I come again,
Nothing like a delay. Dave Okumu, Tom Herbert and Leo Taylor are a legendary trio of musos who come together frequently as the Invisible. That was The Stain from Risper, their brand new album. Before that, Gene Elvin, recorded almost exactly 60 years ago in Turriff, Aberdeenshire, with the song that crossed the Atlantic twice. That version, The Boston Smuggler, came back to these shores from the USA in Victorian times. It crossed the ocean earlier in the 19th century as an English song called Botany Bay or The Transport, and there's probably a Scottish version as well. In August, there'll be three Scottish versions of Lake Junction, presented by Verity and broadcast live from the Edinburgh Festival. Later in the programme, I'll give you full details of how to get tickets so that you can be in the audience if you'd like to. By the way, if you crave a repeat of the experience of listening to this edition of Lake Junction, you can. Any time you please over the next 7 days. Just listen again on the Lake Junction page, which you'll find nestling amongst the Radio 3 web pages, where you'll also find a full track listing of all the music I'm playing tonight. Earlier, I touched on the Marxist nature of free jazz. But is there such a thing as the philosophy of samba? The late Luis Carlos clearly thinks so. Filosofia do Samba.
Moro na filosofia, moro Maria, moro Maria, moro Maria.
Moro na filosofia, moro Maria, moro Maria, moro Maria.
Pra cantar samba, não preciso de razão, pois a razão está sempre com os dois lados. Amor é tema tão falado, mas ninguém seguiu nem cumpriu a grande lei. Cada qual ama a si próprio. Liberdade e igualdade aonde estão, não sei.
Bora na filosofia.
Na filosofia.
Moro Maria. Moro Maria.
aonde a vista alcança. Andei meu dicionário às favas. Mudo é quem só se comunica com palavras. Se o dia nasce, renasce o samba. Se o dia morre, revive o samba. Vai.
12th century polyphony, Tonus Peregrinus, directed by Anthony Pitts, performing the four-part organum Viderunt Omnes by Perrotin, a composer whose minimalism has influenced present-day composers like Steve Reich. Hannah Williams has tweeted in and says anyone who thinks that choral singing isn't manly has clearly never heard 80 to 100 men singing the tuba mirum from Berlioz's Requiem. And while I was playing John Coltrane's Ascension, Aaron Ghosh tweeted, "Music has always been with us, in us, it's who we are." And a cab driver in Liverpool known as On the Cobbles tweeted in this, "I'll turn it up and try to educate the masses from the back of my cab." Here's another man whose influence is still keenly felt, Little Walter. He's been called the king of all post-war blues harp players, and his voice also touches your soul. Last Night.
Last night, I lost the best friend I ever had. Now you've gone and left me. That make me feel so bad. Well, now it's early in the morning, and my love is coming down for you. I want you to tell me, baby, baby, what are we gonna do? Till tomorrow, do you tell me every day brings by the change? I'm gonna wait till tomorrow. Do you tell me every day brings by the change? I love you, love you, babe. Say, cry, shame.
Thank you. Inferno.
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 Inferno. Inferno. Nella città dell'aerente. Per me si va nell'eterno dolore. Per me si va tra la perduta gente. Giustizia mosse il mio alto fattore, fece nella divina potestate la somma sapienza del primo amore.
Santo Spirito,
dinanzi a me non fur cose create se non eterne, e io eterno, lasciate ogni speranza. Voi che entrate,
ogni
speranza.
Pensa, lettor, se io mi sconfortai nel suon delle parole maladette, che non credetti ritornarci mai.
Alla Constellazione dei Gemelli, part of a radiophonic opera produced in 1981 with music by Salvatore Sciarano and text by Eduardo Torricella, one of the radical works for Italian radio which won the Prix Italia, which have now been made available as a collection entitled The Prix Italia and Radiophonic Experimentation. There's even more Shakespeare in the air than usual at the moment due to the World Shakespeare Festival that's part of our Cultural Olympiad here in the UK. So here's a particularly lovely version of a particularly lovely song from The Tempest with music by Elizabethan and Jacobean composer Robert Johnson. Ariel's Full Fathom Five. Lot of the hot
ka chocolate plate chicken is crying behar vi mat hasen ma shekari shwana ta hin chen
Mouth music gem from Alastair Roberts and Marie Morrison, warning young men that they won't get the girl without a decent pair of shoes. Larach do hakedien, the prince of your tackety boots. And apologies to all Gaels out there for my mangling of the pronunciation. And while we're north of the border musically, let me give you those details about the live Lake Junction broadcast from the Edinburgh Festival Fringe this August, because you can join our audience there. Verity Sharp will be introducing artists from both the main festival and the Fringe in two live shows on Tuesday 21st and Thursday 23rd of August at the BBC's own venue at Potterrow. And best of all, tickets are free. Just go to bbc.co.uk/tickets, click on radio shows, and you can apply there. And if you don't have internet access, call the BBC Studio audience line on 0370 901 1227. That was 0370 901 1227. As usual, the broadcast will start at 11 p.m. and end at 12:30. Talking of which, it's almost that time right now. I'm Max Reinhardt, and I'll be back with Lake Junction tomorrow night at 11 o'clock. And I'll leave you tonight with Ghana's high-life roots legend Ko Nimo. Siwo no me, Tsetse Fly, you suck my blood. Good night. Keep those windows shut tight.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome again to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. In the second hour of this morning's programme, I've one of my all-time favourite pieces, Schubert's Trout Quintet. Before that, three very different faces of Baroque opera. Purcell, Rameau and Handel, from Concerto Copenhagen. Purcell's The Fairy Queen is actually a semi-opera, a blend of text and music developed in the late 17th century by the actor-manager Thomas Betterton. He may also have adapted Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream as the basis of The Fairy Queen. This 20-minute selection from Purcell's score begins with the prelude and goes on to mix some of the dances and songs. Maria Kirchhain and Tuva Samingson are the singers.
Thank you. che